Yo, yo, yo. What's up, fellas? Welcome back to another episode of the Josh A Podcast. And I'm pretty excited for this episode because, you know, I can finally announce something. Let's go! Yeah, so I'm dropping the new song this Friday. It's called All Time Low. All you guys gotta do, I would appreciate it if you could do this, is click the pre-save link in the description or in the comments, or if you're listening on Spotify, just check any of my socials. I'll be pushing it there. Basically, what pre-saving does is you just like click the link and you click pre-save, and then from there, the second the song goes live, you'll be notified, and that's a huge help for me, just with getting new songs out and stuff. It helps get as many eyeballs on it as possible, basically. Or as many ear holes, I guess, because you don't look at a song, you listen to it. Duh. But yeah, the past few episodes have been kind of like pulling teeth for me because I've been dying to get new stuff out for you guys, but I'm just sitting here talking about Star Wars and stuff, like with no real updates as to what I've been doing. But yeah, so the moment's finally here. Finally got new music coming out this Friday. And what I'll say about the song is that it's a lot more of a positive vibe. Basically, like, even though the title is All Time Low, it's more so about pulling yourself up from your lowest moments. And I think it'll be a cool topic for a song to talk about. And typically, I post my snippets on, like, Instagram or something, but I figure to make this podcast a little more interesting, to spice it up, I'm gonna actually put my snippet on the podcast. I think that'll be a cool thing. From here on out, that's probably how I'm gonna do my snippets. But yeah, so here's a little preview of the song. And that's all you get to hear. If you want to hear the full song, you gotta wait till Friday, alright? And I also got to shout out Dan for doing the art for this too, because the man did not only one, but two pieces for this. He did the single cover, which is like me walking upwards on a mountain slope. And then the other one is me underwater, which is going to be like the main YouTube video. And I ended up getting that animated as well, which like the whole animating process is cool to me because I've always wanted like the paintings to have like some sort of animated element. And now it's happening. And I feel like it's sort of like the next step with immersing everybody into the art and the world I'm trying to create here, you know, because typically it's like you look at the piece, but now it's like you can see it moving. It just makes it feel more real, like you're immersed in it. And that's probably how I'm going to be doing the pieces from here on out, or with any future songs or albums. Like, I love the animated stuff. I even did that way back in the day with Disgrace, you know? So yeah, guys, this Friday, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun time. Make sure you stream it. I'd appreciate it. And I can't get into specifics, but you're definitely going to want to stick around for the next upcoming episodes because, you know, maybe this is just the beginning. And outside of music, what have I been up to? Pretty much, I'm gonna finally take a vacation, and I've been putting it off for a while. I realized, just looking back at my life a bit, that that since I started music, I have not taken a proper vacation. Like, I haven't just you know gotten on a plane, went somewhere, and relaxed. The last time I did anything like that was 8 years ago. So it's been almost a decade of just nonstop work. So I'm really excited about just going and relaxing, just looking out, you know, at a beach somewhere, getting some sunlight. I think it's going to be a good time. I'm probably going to do it next week. And yeah, I think it'll be good just to sort of see the fruits of my labor a bit, because for the most part, you know, I just keep my head down and work. I don't really, you know, take a lot of time to celebrate and stuff, or just to relax. It's not really in my blood, but yeah, I think it'll just be cool to see, like, you know that all of this is real, that I can just take a vacation and do some wild shit, you know. Maybe in the next episode you can hear some seagulls outside, some waves crashing or something like that. I don't know, but yeah, so probably next week I'm just going for it, taking a leap of faith. And I really do think I've earned it, because I mean 8 years. Really? like I couldn't believe it when I thought about it, whenever I like realized that I just can't believe that it's been 8 years since I've actually, you know, just enjoyed some proper time off, some rest and relaxation. So aside from that, the next thing I want to talk about is the new trailer that just came out for the Thor movie, Thor: Love and Thunder, and it looks great. And just for me as a person and the MCU and all that, I'm not the biggest MCU guy. I feel like there's a million of these movies popping up. There's a million TV shows that I have to, like, I don't know. It feels exhausting trying to keep up as a Marvel fan. So, like, I've kind of dejected myself from it. I only watch the movies that I want to watch. Like, No Way Home was a big one. And Thor is definitely one because he's hands down one of my favorite characters in the MCU. And I feel like he's one of the characters that has the most heart and soul out of any of the other characters. It's like he's just a big golden retriever with the heart of gold. And the last movie, Thor Ragnarok, that was one of my favorite MCU movies because it just felt so fresh and original, and like it had a really clear aesthetic or like stylistic choice with how they made it. It felt really separate from the other Marvel movies, kind of like the Guardians of the Galaxy as well. That's like another style that I really like more so than the standard Marvel movie, I guess. And I loved Thor Ragnarok as well, just because I feel like at that point in my life, it came at the perfect time. Like, with what was happening in the movie, the whole thing of Thor being taken to this other world and having to, like, fight his way out, it reminded me a lot of, like, my own circumstances at the time, which was, like, this is, like, really trying hard to you know, chase music and finding new success in music and stuff and like, learning to navigate that a bit. And I feel like that's kind of what this new Thor movie is going to be as well for me in a way, because in the trailer he's like trying to figure out who he is as a person and like how he wants to navigate life, and I feel like that's kind of a similar thing that I'm going through myself, because I feel like, you know, with COVID being over, it's like the world is opening up again. We're kind of entering a new chapter for Josh A in a way, and I think like it'll be cool to watch that movie and sort of take some of that stuff home with me in a way. And I don't mean to sound like a like Soy Wojak meme or whatever by saying that I connect with these movies, but that's like I don't know, I just really like Thor, and I think I think this movie is going to be great. And the only thing that I was a little bit disappointed by was that they didn't show Christian Bale in it, and Christian Bale is supposed to be like the villain of the movie, and we didn't even get to see that. But that could be a good thing because it's like more of a surprise, I guess. And the other thing that I'm excited for with the movie too is this whole female Thor thing. Like, I think that's going to be really interesting with them bringing Natalie Portman back. Like that's it seems cool to me, but I already know. You already know there's going to be thousands of angry virgins who were like, wow, I can't believe they went the SJW route or whatever. And I swear, dude, like nothing tickles me more than seeing angry nerds. It's just so funny to me. It's the same thing with Star Wars too. Like, I really think I'm going to make it a its own segment in these like podcast episodes. I want to do something on every single podcast episode. I do a segment on angry nerds who are mad about something that they don't really need to be mad about, or just like really minuscule stuff that doesn't really matter in the long run that people get all up in arms about. Like it's just so funny. I actually got Z-Wall whipping up like a musical segue type like theme song or whatever for angry Star Wars fans, and I'm gonna call it Star Wars Salt, and it'll be like its own segment with an intro and everything. So for an example of some Star Wars Salt, there was like people are really mad because the Lego Leia in the new Lego Star Wars video game. They're really mad because they removed the cleavage from like the old game or whatever. Like, there used to be cleavage and now it's not there. And they're like, everybody's like, what the fuck? And just this exchange that I saw in the replies to this tweet, somebody said it's based on the most recent minifigure. And you know, that seems like a reasonable response. And somebody said, maybe it's because they want to make things current. And then somebody replied, current in what sense? Women no longer have boobs in 21st century, or should they be ashamed to have it and hide? And then somebody else replied, it's a fucking Lego figure. And what I really love about this whole thing is that like the first post is so clearly obviously bait, but there are people who are like taking it seriously and they're treating it like the whole green M&M fiasco, like with Tucker Carlson, you know, talking about how they're making M&Ms less sexy now. But the game-winning tweet from this whole thing is somebody quote-tweeting it and saying the game is ruined with a before and after picture of Yoda with a dick print and Yoda without a dick print. It's a travesty. But deep down, the saddest part about this whole thing is that you know someone's busted to a Lego before. In other news, fellas, I got a TV show recommendation for you. I've recently fallen in love with the show, and it's called Ted Lasso. It's about Jason Sudeikis. He's like an American football coach, and then he gets brought in to the UK to start coaching soccer, which like he has no idea what he's doing or how to do it, but he just brings the perfect energy, the perfect vibes, and it's like the most wholesome show I've ever seen. The way how the guy talks to people, how characters interact with each other, it's so well done. If you guys need like a feel good show that every episode you just leave feeling real good inside, I'd recommend watching Ted Lasso. And we also got Barry season 3 starting next Tuesday. I might end up like delaying the podcast for next week by like a day, just so that way I can recap the episode and talk about it. I brought it up in a few episodes now, but you guys definitely gotta watch Barry. It's a great show. We also got the son of the slap god himself in the news, Jaden Smith. He's been making the rounds from an interview that he did, and I'll just play it, man, because I can't really explain this or do it justice.
I go around sometimes and I hang out with other people that are my age, and they're just kind of just... My phone, selfie. I'm just like, dude, like, oh my God. Like, can we talk about like the political and economic state of the world right now?
Bro, why are we playing Fortnite right now? Why are we doing the Ellymote dance right now? We should be talking about the political and economic state of the world right now, bro. Bro, like, why are you watching Jimmy Neutron? Like, why can't he invent a device that solves world hunger? Why are you watching Fairly Odd Parents? Why doesn't Timmy just wish to stop all wars? God, I just can't connect with these kids. This dude is talking like he's seen every episode of Rick and Morty. He's studied extensively in Pickle Rickonomics. What's funny is he had me in the first half. I was actually agreeing with him for a second. I was like, you know what? Yeah, it does make sense. I also have a hard time connecting with people my own age because it seems like a lot of people are immature. But then he just whips out, can we talk about the political and economic state of the world right now, bro? It reminds me of a PC Principle from South Park. But I will say, though, as fake woke and all that as it seems, as just cringy as it is, he has done some pretty good things. Like he started that water company, whatever. It's like plant-based water bottles that can be biodegradable and stuff, and also just helping provide clean drinking water to Flint, Michigan. Like, that's pretty cool. So like, even if he is cringy, you do got to give him some props in that regard. And I believe he did something with like a vegan food truck as well. Like wherever they're helping give like free food to people or something. So like that's pretty cool. You know, you can't just fully dismiss him because he said something cringy, you know. But the memes have been pretty good. Like this one, it's dudes be like, Subway sucks. My brother in Christ, can we talk about the political and economic state of the world right now? I feel like there needs to be an edit of that, like, Wojak at the party meme, wherever he's standing in the corner, and he's like, it's like, they don't know I'm mildly famous on the internet, you know? They need to add that, where it's like, they don't know I'm aware of the political and economic state of the world right now. All right, so moving on, I'm going to get into the Q&A section, and then I'm going to close it out from there. This is going to be a short episode today, so yeah, we'll start with the first question, which is... from Zombie X Legend. Thoughts on Elden Ring? I just downloaded it and I'm ready to suffer. Well, I haven't played it yet. I've actually been playing a lot of Farmer Simulator, which sounds like a meme, but it's not. I've been loving that game. I don't know why, but like over the past couple weeks, I've been really into like farming videos and stuff on YouTube, like just learning about the cultivating process and harvesting and stuff. It's pretty cool to me. If you want some real therapeutic type videos that are just real nice and relaxing, just watch like a video on YouTube of a harvester harvesting like thousands of acres of wheat. And I totally get it. It sounds like a joke. Sounds like a meme. It's not. The Farmer Simulator game has been really fun because it's like, it's really educational as well, and they don't hold your hand through it. So like you just have to learn as you go. And like, I'll be in the middle of planting a bunch of wheat seeds, and then I'm like, shit, what do I have to do next? What's the next step? And then I go and Google and I find out about it, and it's all like pretty realistic to how it works. Like, you have to do it in season. If you're not in season, then you can't plant it, you know. It's pretty well done. But for Elden Ring, I'm probably gonna start it here soon. Like, maybe whenever I go on vacation, I might, like, bring, like, a... I don't know if it's on PS5 or not, but I'll probably just bring that with me on vacation. I have seen the memes, though, about how that one area in Elden Ring looks like my Lonely Vibes album cover. So I'm glad I was ahead of the curve in that way. All right, the next comment comes from the British Reaper, which I have to give a obligatory, well, at least our school. Okay, sorry. So he has, as a games design student who creates levels and 3D models, I appreciate that you're using this, especially in your type of career, considering it's basically unheard of. What he's referring to is the one of the previous episodes. I believe it was the second podcast episode. He's talking about my Grim Peak Zombies map and how I was like designing that stuff. And yeah, that's like something that I really pride myself on, and what I like seek to do with my music and everything I present to you guys in the future is like I want to be more immersive with everything. Like I want animations, I want 3D models, I just want like really cool stuff that you guys can like find yourselves escaping in, you know. I love experimenting with different mediums as well. Like it's not just music. It's not just, you know, an album cover. There's always more to what I'm doing. Like the big one was the original release of the Lonely Vibes album cover. That one was a whole CGI thing, and I had never done that in my covers before. So that's a bunch of different stuff that I love doing, and I want to experiment with more. And that's like, it's just fun to me to mess around with different mediums outside of music. But yeah. All right. The next question comes from Simon Grimm, which I believe I've answered one of your questions before, but they ask, would you ever consider doing funk? And surprisingly, believe it or not, I actually have. If you check out my song Drift on the Lonely Vibes Deluxe album, that's a, it's a funk song. I sort of viewed the funk sound as sort of just like a one and done type deal. I threw one out there just to see how it would do and stuff, and the reception was pretty good. But like rap stuff, I've been kind of falling out of love with a bit. Like, I don't really want to do like hard rap anymore. It's not really my cup of tea. I would much rather be doing like singing melodic type stuff. I don't know. Just hard rap isn't really my like thing for Josh A. For Little Revive, yeah, I can do that all day. All right, so this next question, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce this because I know I will butcher it, and I don't want to embarrass myself. They ask, yo, Josh, are we getting any music videos in the future? It's been a minute. And the answer to your question is yes. It'll be later in the year, because right now, again, with like vacation stuff and just sort of relaxing, I just want to take some time to myself. But yes, when in the next album cycle and everything, like whenever I'm gearing up to drop an album, I will be doing music videos for it. And I already have a bunch of concepts laid out and ready to go. I just have to, you know, find the right songs and everything and pull the trigger on it. My idea for music videos is pretty much like, I want to do high budget, high concept stuff that would be like really sick visually. So it takes time. It takes time to figure out that stuff and plan it out. All right. So this next question comes from Endgames. Question: did you ever want to make an impact when you started rapping? And yeah, I mean, whenever I first started out, it was sort of just, I was making music that I wanted to make, and I was just sort of like building this community and stuff. And like, I was doing it with no real purpose when I started out. And then I sort of beautifully fell into the purpose of you know, wanting to help people and wanting to actually make an impact with the music. And I'm really like grateful that I was able to find that like along the way and everything, because like it's a good thing I didn't have a purpose when I first started out, because my music sucked when I was first starting out. But now it's like I'm glad that the music does help people and stuff. Even if like there's songs that I don't like that I've done in the past or whatever, I'm glad it can at least connect with people and everything. And with the new stuff as well, that's the goal now. Like my overall goal is to make sure that I can provide an escape for people from, you know, how shitty life is. That's also the reason why I've been taking a more positive approach with the songs lately, is just because, you know, I want people to feel uplifted. I want to motivate people to, you know, get out of whatever negative headspace that they're in. All right, so the next question comes from Mr. Duck. Question: what was the album you had the most fun making? Also love the shit, love the podcast and everything. Keep up the good stuff. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. So the like the way how it works is that every single time I make an album, that's the most fun one that I've made, because every time I create a new project, I always learn something new about myself artistically, and I always like push myself in different directions. The most fun for me is trying new sounds that I haven't done before and seeing if it works. And then whenever it works, it's like a eureka, like light bulb moment, you know? So, I would say like each new album is the most fun because like, that's what I'm always chasing as well. Just creatively is that, you know, in addition to helping out people and everything, like for the creative side of it, what I'm always searching for is like fun with it, because I wouldn't do it if I wasn't having fun, if I wasn't enjoying it. So yeah, I guess the answer is the Lonely Vibes Deluxe and probably the new album I'm finishing up as we speak. All right, guys, so I think that's gonna do it for the episode. I think we're at a good stopping point here. I've answered a few questions. If you guys have any more questions, just again, feel free to leave a comment down below. Anyways, I'll catch you guys in the next one. I appreciate you. Make sure you pre-save that song, that All Time Low. It would be great if you could pre-save it for this Friday. That would be sick. Okay, well, I'll catch you in the next one.